Chapter 7, Practical Tips and Fasting Plans. For obvious reasons, Satan doesn't want you to fast, and he will do everything he can to stop you, even before you get started. In the time that I have attended my church, my pastor has never once missed a Sunday or called out sick. One Sunday, he was going to introduce the church to the idea of a 21-day corporate fast, and he woke up with the stomach flu so bad he had to miss his very first Sunday. God is hard at work in my church, and I believe this was just a small thwart of Satan to try to stop him. Since the devil is at work, we've got to work even harder to remain steadfast and strong before, during, and after our fast. I want to share some of the really practical things that I've learned will help me while I fast. For example, you have to be really careful when you watch TV. Whenever I fast, without fail, I turn on the TV and the commercials are literally Papa John's pizza with buttery crusts and oozing cheese. This makes it extremely difficult to turn down and causes you to crave other foods that you're not eating. If you want to watch TV, watch something like Netflix or Hulu without commercials. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of people gorge before they begin a fast. This means eating a lot in a short amount of time before you begin your fast. However, that is actually one of the worst things you can do. You should taper off your food intake right before a fast. Slowly adjust your intake going into the fast so that it is not as much of a complete shock to your body as if you stopped cold turkey. The whole point of a fast is to break the chains of addiction, so the last thing you want to do is be gluttonous right before a fast. Remember that when you're fast, you're going to get hungry. So many people tell me they can't fast because they feel too hungry. Yes, you will get hungry, and yes, it will be difficult, but I believe that is truly one of the most amazing things you can do for yourself. As soon as you decide to fast, things will spring up to get in the way. There will be dinners, parties, and more to throw you off track. Plan out your schedule. Don't schedule your first fast to coincide with strenuous activity like personal training sessions or big social events like a wedding. You want to fast in a stress-free environment, both mentally and physically. If you know you're going to be slammed at work for a few days, don't plan a fast for the same week. Avoid situations where people will be eating in front of you as much as you can. This past Saturday, at the time of writing this book, was a perfect example of bad scheduling for me. I was on a fast, but I had the bright idea to have my neighbors over for a cookout. I'm standing there making delicious grass-fed burgers and my favorite salad with cilantro, and I was in torture the entire time. You don't have to do that to yourself. Plan ahead. Another time when I was fasting, I was scheduled to have dinner at my favorite restaurant, La Yaca, with one of my managers, Heather Remick, as a prize for a work contest. The only problem was that I'm in the middle of a 3-day fast. This fast has been super easy for me, but here at the last leg came this roadblock. When I realized that I messed up my schedule, I asked God to find a way to cancel it or let me end the fast early. I did not want to go to La Yaca and watch Heather eat my favorite steak in front of me. Later, Heather texted me that she was exhausted from a vacation she just got back from and wanted to spend time with her husband. She postponed. It was an answered prayer. Make the commitment and try to push through. Not eating something you want isn't the end of the world. The restaurant will still be there and you will eat again. I ran into another challenge tonight when my husband asked me to cook him eggs and biscuits. Side note, I make the best eggs in town. The secret is low and slow. Eggs and cheese biscuits are one of the hardest things for me to resist. My husband offered to make them himself because he knew I was fasting, but I wanted to do it for him anyway. Big mistake. I resisted, but I shouldn't have put myself through the temptation. Don't put yourself in tempting situations when you fast. Sometimes you'll feel weak, and other times you'll feel strong and motivated. When you're weak, don't make your favorite food. I can't stress enough how difficult it is to fast. It's not something you can do using your own strength, so you have to rely on strength from God to make it through. It still amazes me that it was food that enticed Adam and Eve to sin. The fall of mankind was all because of a piece of fruit. On the flip side, Jesus began his whole ministry with a fast. It amazes me that when I tell Christians I'm fasting, they tell me they could never do it themselves. Christians downplay the importance of fasting, even though it opens the door to a more powerful and intimate relationship with God. It's not until you do it that you understand how close it brings you to Him. After just a couple of days of fasting, you feel that power that you can only get from Him. If Jesus felt the need to fast to begin His ministry, how much more do we need to fast? I am beginning a ministry with the Lord, reaching out to people and helping them with their eating. That's part of the reason I'm fasting more. Hebrews 4:15, New International Version. Hebrews 4:15, New International Version. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Because Jesus fasted, he can sympathize with how hard it truly is to fast. Hebrews 4:16, New International Version. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Within these promises, we know we can succeed. This is such a powerful verse for you to say when you're on a fast. Now, once you decide that fasting is something you need to do, don't try to substitute fasting food with fasting something else. A lot of people fast Facebook, TV, or video games, but it is not the same. Fasting food is what takes you to the next level. Fasting other things is great, but remember that the Greek word for fast means not to eat. This is the fasting the Bible talks about. Think about the fact that 1/3 of the world goes to bed hungry. If you're a Christian who doesn't believe in fasting, I would argue big time that you need to look at the scripture again, because that is the incorrect viewpoint. Fasting is not abstaining from food because food is sinful in and of itself. In the Bible, people fasted by abstaining from food, and when it was over, they went right back to eating. As I'm writing this, it's Easter, and a lot of people are giving up things for a season for Lent. I've heard people say they're giving up all kinds of things for Lent. They say they're giving up gossip, lying, holding grudges, being unkind, all kinds of stuff. All this stuff they are saying they're giving up for Lent is an actual sin. In the Bible, when you fast, you go back to eating when the fast is over. So while giving up all these things is great, they don't constitute a fast. The idea with sin is that you kill it daily. You die to it daily. Matthew 6:2-5:16, New International Version. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in full. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in full. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in full. Do you see those three scriptures? Jesus gave fasting just as much priority as he did giving and praying. If you have time to do the other two, then you have time to fast. I feel more passionate now about fasting than I ever have in my entire life. Don't get me wrong, there is nobody that loves food more than me. I love to eat, and I'm a true foodie. I have to constantly remind myself that hungering for God is so much better than food. Yes, that steak from Liaka is amazing, but it's so much better to eat food from the Lord and draw on his strength and power. Matthew 5:6, New International Version. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Because I'm so hungry right now, I've been repeating this scripture over and over again. When you develop a hunger for the deeper things and a more intimate relationship with God, he fills you up. Sometimes doing the regular monotonous things over and over again just doesn't do it. Transitioning into your fast and sample fasting plans. I mentioned previously in this chapter that I dived straight into my first extended fast headfirst, and it was a disaster. To help you understand how you can build up to a long fast, I created a sample 3-month outline. Week 1, start with a 6-hour eating window for 5 days, fasting 18 hours per day. Week 2, complete 1 24-hour fast. I recommend fasting from dinner to dinner or lunch to lunch, so you could start your fast after dinner on Wednesday and eat again at dinner on Thursday. Or start your fast after lunch on Friday and eat again at lunch on Saturday. Week 3, 1 48-hour fast. Week 4, 3-day fast. Week 5, 6-hour eating window for 5 days. Week 6, 1 24-hour fast. Week 7, 1 48-hour fast. Week 8, 5-day fast. Week 9, 6-hour eating window for 5 days. Week 10, 1 24-hour fast. Week 11, 1 48-hour fast. Week 12, 7-day fast. Feel free to try this in its entirety, to shorten it or extend it. Pray and ask God how long he is calling you to fast. Transitioning out of your fast. The longer your fast, the more important your transition out of your fast is. If I just finished a 3-day fast, the last thing I want to do is eat a big steak and mashed potatoes as my first meal. Your transition should be half the time of your fast. 3-day fast, a 1.5-day transition. 4-day fast, 2-day transition. 6-day fast, 3-day transition. 8-day fast, 4-day transition. Be careful with processed ingredients and animal products during your transition. You just finished cleansing your body of a lot of toxins, so be careful of what you put back in. Fats in animals are harder to digest. I even eat fruits and vegetables separately and pair proteins with non-starchy vegetables. Different combinations digest better than others. I don't want you to stress about food combining, but some things are common sense. Have a big old burger and fries and you'll feel terrible. The first thing I try to eat after I break a long fast is a smoothie that is mostly vegetables. Then I might have some fruit or cooked vegetables. I personally stick to pretty much fruits and vegetables after a long fast. Recently, I was coming off a long fast, and on the first day, I was away on a business trip, and I wanted to eat at two of my favorite restaurants, True Food Kitchen and Nordstrom Cafe. One restaurant for lunch and one for dinner, and both times I ordered my absolute favorite dishes, both of which had meat on them. Both dishes sounded amazing, but as soon as they got to the table, I couldn't stand the smell or taste of the meat. I just couldn't eat it, and I'm not sure why. I just listened to my body and stuck to the veggies. Listen to what your body is telling you that you can handle. Fasting, digestion, and side effects. It's possible to experience bad breath as a result of fasting. This happens for a few possible reasons. One, your body produces less saliva when you're not eating. That saliva helps break down bacteria in your mouth. There's less saliva available to do that when you're fasting. The smell can also come from bacteria in your digestive fluids in your stomach. There are also toxins leaving your body while you fast that can contribute to the problem. Keep mouthwash handy and floss more than you normally would. You may also develop a white film on your tongue. Use a tongue scraper or toothbrush to clean that off. Another big side effect is headaches if you're not having any caffeine on your fast. Sometimes people forget to drink water and they get dehydrated. You could feel symptoms of low blood sugar because you're not consuming sugar and your glucose is down. Another side effect is extreme emotions. Fasting doesn't just rid your body of toxins. It can bring up repressed emotions you've been stuffing down. You could no longer hide behind the food, and those emotions rise to the surface. You may feel more emotional, hangry, sad, or want to cry. All of these are natural, and the best thing to do is pray about it, go for a walk, or take a bath instead of running to food. Eating food is a process of digestion, assimilation, and elimination of waste. You have four organs of elimination: your bowels, kidneys, lungs, and skin. No matter how light or healthy the food you eat is, it takes work for it to pass through your gastrointestinal tract and be eliminated from your body. That's why a water fast is so necessary. You have to give your body a break so it can have internal purification. Even if you're a healthy eater, your food can be covered in poisons from pesticides and toxic fertilizers. If you want proof of what I'm talking about, you can fill up a cup with a sample of your own urine and let it sit for a while. You'll see crystals form in it. If you were to have the sample studied, they would find traces of pesticides in your urine. Fasting removes the poisons from your body. Knowing that will excite you and keep you going while you fast. You're healing your body from the inside out. Meltdown mode. When I'm fasting, most of the time I have all this energy and clarity and I'm like, this is the best day ever. And there are other times that my staff calls meltdown mode. They can see it in my eyes. I start staring in space. I'm so tired, I have no energy. My staff starts laughing at me because sometimes I can't complete my thoughts or things I say don't make sense. They will ask if I need a coconut water from Whole Foods or what they can do to help. When you are extremely tired during a fast, there are several reasons. One, electrolyte and mineral deficiency. You need to have balanced electrolytes. When your kidneys detect that you have less insulin in your body, it flushes water out. You can tell when you fast that you pee a lot because it flushes you out. If you drink too much water, your electrolytes will be unbalanced. So the first thing I will do, if I'm being extraordinarily strict, is put some salt in my water if I'm sodium deficient. I will also take these Nunn hydrogen capsules. They do have 15 calories and some of them have around 2 grams of sugar, but they have a ton of minerals and electrolytes. Your kidneys excrete minerals from your body to be sure you have the right balance, so you want to be sure you have the right potassium. When I take potassium and iron, I feel like a new person. Another tip is right before I start my fast, I like to eat foods that are high in potassium like avocados and potatoes. The 7 major electrolytes in your body are sodium, chloride, potassium, magnesium, calcium, phosphate, and bicarbonate. The 3 most important being sodium, magnesium, and potassium. So taking an electrolyte tablet when you're fasting is important because when I get in a couple in utter meltdown mode, it really helps me. 2, lack of movement. When you are tired and don't feel good, you just want to lay down. But that is not going to make you feel better. What will make you feel better is to go for a walk. especially in the middle of the day when I'm in meltdown mode. Getting vitamin D and going for a walk is the best thing for me. Have you ever gone to the gym tired and when you leave, you actually have more energy? Crazy how it works. 3, fuel transition. When you start fasting, it takes your body a while to go from burning sugar to fat. Your body has to adapt to burning fat instead of glycogen for fuel. You want your body to be using its reserved fat for fuel. When your body's in the transition from one fuel source to the other, you get really tired. Once you tap out of your sugar reserves and start using your fat for fuel, that's when you have more energy and clarity and are more alert. It's the transition time that can be rough. For me, I know that day 2 and day 3 of my fast are very difficult because if you think about it, your body has hundreds and thousands of calories of fat just sitting there on your body. Say you give your body 2,000 calories per day. The best analogy I can think of is from a show I saw last night where they were serving beer kegs, and when one keg was emptied or tapped out, they had to switch to a new keg and serve that. So when your sugar keg taps out, your body moves to your fat keg, but it takes a little time to switch out the kegs and transition.